Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, thank you.
We've tried to record this a lot of times, and people always, give me the recording.
Didn't work.
So record this if you want. People always like, oh, gosh, I wish I'd recorded it. This is going to heavenly places, taking people in the throne room. And I'm not talking about traveling in the spirit. I'm talking about just what's right in front of us, available for all of us. You travel in the spirit? We might do that too, since it's this crowd.
That's right.
But I gave you all the scriptures, most of the scriptures. Could you put that there? And so you can know this is the Word of God. So now fold that sheet up and put it away. Because this isn't a mental thing. Your mind is not to be engaged at all. Oh, God. Thank you, Daddy. And I have to... I'm trying to tell you what's happening. So, you know, when you're in the presence of God, think of the best presence of God you've ever had. Mm-hmm. The best. That's when it's going to become your norm, where you will immediately go there anytime, anywhere. Just in a second, the best you've ever had. It will become your normal. And thank you, Father. Part of what Kings Arise came out of is when we're on missions, we're doing these things, and we just go into neighborhoods and dominate. We take over. It's like we got 100 angels with us all the time, just preparing the way and just driving out darkness, and everything is so easy. And I realized it was true. And and we come up against gangs. Medellin, Colombia gangs. And I'm like, they're getting ready to bow. They're going to bow. Finally, let us do some miracles. Get them healed. Then they all want healing. We say, let me tell you why this is happening. We get them saved. And they start laying hands on each other. And they're getting each other healed. Going through the neighborhoods, running to get people to bring them down there. And their gang members are healing each other. And I'm realizing God really wants to take over. Mm-hmm. He really wants to take over. And everyone out there is waiting for us to stand up and act like a child of God. Act like God is in us and take over.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. And
but
even a lot of good people, you hear people praying about situations. I could ask you to pray about something. You can quote all three scriptures and just pray about it. You know, all of us could. But God's best is to go to the throne room. Yeah. Be seated with him in heavenly places. Yeah. Get the mind of Christ on the situation. Yeah. From there, you decree a thing and it will be established.
Yes. Oh, yes, Jesus.
From there, nothing can deny what is said.
Yes.
And that's where we want to go. To make it real simple to be there. So that when you prophesy, it doesn't sometimes land, sometimes it works. Believe into it, brother. You have decreed it. Nothing will deny it. You will have whatever you say. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Father. Especially right now, so many people are crying out to God, saying this is a Red Sea moment. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. But almost nobody reads the next verse. Where he says, why do you cry after me? Use your rod. Use what I've given you. You part the sea. You take the people across. Quit crying out to me to do this stuff. I have given you power and authority. You are my body in the earth. Thank you, Daddy. And so we're not praying out of our head. We're not praying yesterday's manna, these good things that worked so good yesterday. We were so in love with yesterday. We need his fresh word of God for the moment. on every situation. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. We need God's heart on things. Oh, Jesus, help me give a couple of verses here. Thank you, Lord. Just to cover a couple things to start. Colossians 3:1. She had it up earlier today. That was a good intro. Colossians 3:1. Seek those things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. That's our precedence for seeking things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. We're supposed to be seeking things in the throne room. It tells us, seek those things in the throne room. Since we're seated there with him, we're to look around. Jesus said, I am the door, and behold, there's a door standing open in heaven. So we free out, that's available for everyone. Everyone. Thank you, Lord. No limits. All right, this is good. I'm going to take off every limit you've ever had. Thank you, Daddy. And it's so simple if you don't get God really pissed off.
Small.
Because you know where God got the maddest? Let me show you. Is it still in here?
It's still in here.
Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as they tested me. And I was angry with that generation. So I swore in my wrath, they will not enter my rest. They had an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. What could be that bad? God, I don't believe you can take me into the promised land. That's all it was. God, I don't believe you can give me these incredible promises you've told me we can have. That's all it was. I don't believe you can take me into the promised land. So now we get to say, yes, Lord. All these incredible promises you've got, we say, yes, you can bring us in. It's not just for a few spiritual people who could see in the Spirit since they were born. It's every child of God can see in the Spirit. It's not just for a few to go to heaven and experience the fullness of his glory and worship it face to face. It's for every believer. He's given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. All things. That through him we can have his divine nature. We carry and we walk in his divine nature. Everything we need for life, everything we need for godliness, all spiritual blessing. If it's a spiritual blessing anyone has, you say, thank you, Lord, it's mine. Not a special gift, available to everyone. And we repent, Lord, for putting limits on what we can do. I haven't seen in the past, or I've seen this way in the past, or I've looked this way in the past. I've operated this way in the past. Lord, we take off every limit. We say, forgive me. I believe you, Lord. You're taking us into the promised land to walk as a king, to walk as a priest, to walk in the fullness of the glory of God as he is, and do the works you did and greater. Thank you, Daddy. Oh, thank you for opening our eyes. And we walk into all your promises. The greatness of the glory we've only heard about or dreamed of. He is giving you more than you can ask or think. Because we say yes, Lord, to walk into the promised land. Who we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So just keep your eyes closed the whole time. And this is... All these scriptures that you know in your head are getting ready to explode in your heart and come alive in the Spirit. And it's a spiritual thing, so there's no time or distance on it. It's yours forever. These scriptures are completely alive I am speaking. He whom God has sent speaks the words of God. I am seated on him in the throne with no motive. I'm speaking the word of God. It is the word of God, alive and powerful, exploding in your heart. Mm. All these scriptures are yours. Hereafter, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the sons of men. I have come that those who do not see may see. See and operate and go in the spirit beyond your wildest dreams. Thank you, Daddy. It says, we all with unveiled face behold the glory of the Lord. As in a mirror, we're transformed into his image from glory to glory. It says, we all, not a few of us, we all with unveiled face behold the glory of the Lord. Mm-hmm. We all behold the glory of the Lord as in a mirror. As in a mirror. As he is, so are we. We're transformed into his image. We're transformed. We're transfigured. Like the Mount of Transfiguration. Glowing with glory. And from glory to glory by his Spirit. Holy Spirit, we thank you for guiding us into all truth. Teaching us all things and showing us things to come. Holy Spirit, we give you free rein. Every line, demonic force, get out. Every lie speaking to people, get out. Freedom. Whew. Holy Spirit, you have full freedom. The Holy Spirit is teaching you now. You're completely engaged with Holy Spirit. He's showing you everything. Trust him. Completely trust him. He's trustworthy. Thank you. Imagination. Seeing in the spirit. Psalm 1:1. It says, meditate in the word day and night. Psalms 2:1 says, why do the nations rage and plot vain things? That is the same word, meditate, imagine, and plot. They plan things. We meditate on things. We're supposed to meditate on the word. And from now on, you'll see a scripture, you'll read a scripture, and you'll jump right into it and live it. We need to trust our holy, sanctified imagination that God has given us to create things. Oh, Lord, please. Yes. Thank you. When you start trusting the Holy Spirit in your imagination and things you see, you'll be amazed what you can create with your imagination. A really good friend recently said, just see this, see this, see this. He said to me, I'm not too sure about all this imagination stuff and seeing them with your imagination and trying to go into a vision and starting with your imagination. I don't know about all that, but I trust Fielding. And he immediately went into a vision. And you start with your imagination or the Word of God, and you go right into a vision. Someone said, give me an example. I was a lady asked for prayer for her heart. She hadn't slept in 3 days. She was in so much pain. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, God. She said, I heard what's happening. Everybody's getting healed. Pray for me. And so I said, well, let's just enjoy God for a minute. As we sat in the lobby of the hotel, and I held her hand, and I just flooded her with glory. I just flooded her with love. I just flooded her with the presence of God. How do you do that? With your imagination. Just imagine the glory of God on you, the Holy Spirit in you, just wrapping around them and smothering them in glory. You imagine it a couple times, and you'll watch it happen. And so I'm just sitting there for about 10 minutes, and the thought came to me, she needs a new heart. Some people have been to heaven and see the spare parts room in heaven. It's like, Lord, how does that work? Do you ask for it? Do you go get it? Do you ask an angel to go get it? Do you put in an order? How does it work? And I just started with that thought. And then I saw all these spare parts, like a car parts, and then saw these hearts. And then an angel walks up, grabs a heart, puts it on a silver platter, walks into our room and puts that in her chest. Started with a thought, with an imagination. And then the imagination turned right around and started working in me. Operating in me and working back with me. Another time I was with a pastor and he said, can you go pray for me with another pastor? He's dying. I said, yeah, later this week. He said, no, he's dying. We have to go right now. I go in there and all these leaders around him and they're just so distraught. And they're like, he's dying. Oh, and I just laughed and... But I'm always, like, Holy Spirit, how do I do this? What do you want to do? What do you want to say? Do I lay hands on? Do I speak the word? Do I preach? Do I impart? Do I try to build? What do you want to do? And he's saying nothing. And so I said, well, I've got a gift for you from heaven that was bought 2,000 years ago. It's already been paid for you. Merry Christmas. Naughty or nice, by his stripes you were healed. And so I'm asking, Lord, how do you want to do this? And he's not saying anything. So I said, well, I'm just going to hug this guy and wrap him in the glory of God and smother him with love while I'm waiting. And so I just lean over this guy and just flood him with glory, the presence of God. Jesus said, the glory the Father gave me, I have given them. So that's the glory we always carry. So I'm just hugging this guy, smothering him with love. And the thought came to me, we're seated in heavenly places. That's like I'm hugging this guy in the throne room. And I look up and I see the brightness of God and the perfection of God, brighter than a thousand suns. Just the perfection, and realize nothing but perfection can stand in his presence in this throne room. And all the brightness of God was knocking all the darkness out of him. Nothing but perfection can stand in the throne room. And everything that's imperfect being made perfect in him right there. And just watching this take place. Like, oh, this is so cool. And then I was just thinking, oh yeah, I'm hugging this guy. Lord, how do I do this? What do you want to say? What do you want me to do? And then I stand up and he said, it's gone. I was like, what? He says, it's all gone. I was like, what in the world? That wasn't my imagination. That started with my imagination, started with a thought. And as I trusted the Holy Spirit with it, he brought it alive. Mm-hmm. And it went into a vision and went into healing that guy right there. We are so unlimited. We are so unlimited. Thank you, Father. We're always made to be seen in the Spirit. Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. If one is born again, he can see the kingdom of God. You're made to see. I only do what I see the Father doing. You see a situation, you need to see what the Father's doing about that situation. This is the will of the Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in Him may have eternal life. This is the will of the Father, that everyone would see the Son. Your eyes are open. Whew. Lord, open the eyes of our understanding. Open our spiritual eyes. Every blockage from the pineal gland, be healed. Awaken. 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 Eyes of your understanding be opened. Thank you. I've come that those who do not see may see. If you believe, you will see the glory of God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. God spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. How much greater can you see God face to face? His Son, His bride. How much greater can you see God face to face and speak to Him as a man speaks to his friend? Moses and the 70 elders went up on the mountain and saw God and ate and drank with Him. In the last days, I'll pour out my Spirit on all flesh, and you will see dreams and visions. I see heaven open and the Son of Man at the right hand of God. Elijah was on the mountain with his servant, surrounded by the enemy. He said, "They're more with us than with them." He said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw horses and chariots all around the mountain. 183,000 angels. Whew. Just pull back that curtain that's right in front of you and look into that sixth realm, the spirit realm. See, there are at least two, usually five and more angels with you all the time. All the time. You are never alone. One problem people have is they expect to see everything as they see in the natural. Just because one person sees an angel with the wings and the armor and every detail they can describe, you think that's the only way you can see. Most people see as lights or orbs, or they feel something's there. They can actually describe it, but they never see it. Even the mighty men of God that angels work with all the time. Some of them say they never see, but they know it's right there and can describe everything about it. But they don't look like anything you'd see in the natural. Anything you'd see with your eyes. When we compare to our natural sight, we are limited. I have extravagant experiences in the spirit so many times, and they have nothing to do with my sight. I do these things in the spirit, and I'm overwhelmed, but it has nothing to do with sight. It's emotions, it's feeling, it's spirit-to-spirit communion with God and with others, and authority and dominion, and moving things and shaking things, yet seeing nothing. Don't limit yourself by what you think you're supposed to see or not see. Look not to the seen, but look to the unseen. For the seen is temporary, but the unseen is eternal. Look at what you can't see. Look to the unseen. My son, when he was 8 years old, started having a vision every time he'd pray for someone. By the time he was 10, he was having two visions every time he would pray for someone. I thought it was just too much imagination. Tested him over and over with so many people, it was real. By the time he's 16, he says, I can ask God anything and he'll tell me. Then one day he wanted a certain answer. And he manipulated and pushed. And he felt God told him what he wanted to hear. And he said, I'm just making all this up. And he shut it down. And we've done the same thing. We've shut it down. As a kid, we were told, it's just your imagination. It's nothing. It's nothing. You try to tell something, an experience you have, and they said, oh, yeah, right. You shut it down. I command that reversed right now in Jesus' name. Be opened and awakened. Your imagination is alive and power and empowered by the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I will see your face in righteousness. I will be fully satisfied when I awake in your likeness. We need to awaken to our likeness to him. We really are made in the image and likeness of God. As he is, we are in this world. We're at two places at once. Again, heaven is not far off. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's right here. As close as the air you breathe. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. You just pull back the curtain and step right in. There's a door standing open. You just look right in. Right into the spirit realm. Jesus said, no one has ascended into heaven but the Son who is in heaven. While he's standing on earth, he's saying he is in heaven. He said that where I am, you may be also, not where I'm going to be. He said, where I am. He said, I am no longer in the world while he's standing in the world. No one comes to the Father but through me. He's saying, come to the Father. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Not just knowledge and understanding, but in spirit. Spirit to spirit communion. So far beyond words. So far beyond, I love you, Daddy. That's a start. But your heart explodes with love. The whole earth is filled with his glory. Isaiah said, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, the whole earth is filled with his glory. He saw the glory of God in the whole earth and everything that there is. Every atom is spinning. It has no energy supply except the word of God. God is in every atom spinning that thing continuously. When you breathe in, you are breathing in the glory of God. You can manifest any kind of glory of God anywhere, anytime. The whole earth is filled with his glory. You are always walking in the glory. You don't come in and go out. You just forget you're there. You just forget you're there. And you just take one slight breath in. And you feel the presence of God. And you melt with love for him because we love him because he first loved us. And you want to express your love and you step into the throne room and worship Daddy, the God of all creation. So beautiful, so amazing.
Then you behold Jesus, the King of Kings. And he says, as in a mirror, as you are, so am I. And he hugs you and pulls you into himself. And you realize you are one with him. He is joined to the Lord as one spirit with him. And he said, sit with me. And you sit in him on the throne room. On the throne. You look through his eyes. He looks through your eyes. You see, every situation on the world is so small. From this place in the throne room, everything is so simple. There's the answer to everything. Thank you, Daddy. The Tower of Babel. God said the people are one. Now nothing they imagine will be withheld from them. You are one with Father God. I and my Father are one. As he is, so are you. You are joined to the Lord. You're one spirit with him. You are one. Now anything you imagine will be done for you. Hereafter, you have to be careful what you imagine because you're creating it. You have to be careful with everything you speak because you are creating it. Thank you, Father. So many people hear God clearly and get answers and get great things right when they're waking up in the morning or right when they're going to sleep. So that's the place that you want to be, is half asleep. So if you fall asleep, it's perfect. But it's the place where your mind is not engaged, but your spirit is. So many times I'm just communing in the spirit, just glorious time with the Lord, just communing. And I hear my mind think, and it's like it's someone 6 feet away talking. And it's my soul thinking about something. I was like, shh. And just refocus on him. If your mind ever gets distracted, just refocus. Just behold. Behold. And go right back in. Oh, thank you, Daddy. Behold the Lamb of God. Thank you, Father. The presence of God. You're never out of the presence of God. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. He said, I am with you always. He said, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I go from your presence? We're never out of his presence. We just forget we're there. Oh, God. Think of the best presence of God you've ever experienced. Whether at a meeting or worship or someone laid hands on you or just a glorious time with the Lord, the best presence ever. And just go back to that place and re-experience. It's a spiritual experience. There's no time, there's no distance. You just go back there. You're right there again. And you relive it. You think of all the people around, the other situation, what was going on. Multiply. It's just like reading a scripture again. Lord, what else do you have for me out of this experience? If you felt his love overwhelming, just feel it again. His peace, his joy. Just feel it again. Power going through your body, the rush going through your head. Just the ecstatic experience of his presence just overwhelming you, saturated with his love. Just feel every detail of it. And just take the slightest breath in, and it multiplies. And feel that, whatever it was again, the presence, the goodness, the sensation, the glory. Just feel that presence again. Thank you, Lord. Just be there, relive it, every detail. Holy Spirit, what else are you teaching me? What else are you showing me? Take it all. Unlimited realms just out of that experience. You are. And you just take that slight breath in and you feel His presence. You realize you're breathing in the glory of God, the presence of God. He's with you always. Every situation. Thank you, Lord. And you want to take that deeper and deeper and deeper as you meditate, as you focus. If you honor it, thank you. As you honor it, it increases. Just show me more, Lord. What else? What else are you doing? Thank you, Lord. This will sound funny, but everybody look at me for a minute. Thank you, Lord. Now just take a breath and go right back in. Just 1 second. Just take a slight breath in. Go right back there. Go right back there. To where immediately you're in the Spirit. The best presence, the best glory of God you ever felt. Immediately you're there. And from there you move forward. Greater. Greater, greater, greater. And then just taking a breath anytime, anywhere, all day long, you just acknowledge your breath and you just remember that slight breath in, you're overwhelmed again. Thank you. Thank you. He said, I am with you always. I will never leave you or forsake you. I will not, I will not, I will not leave you. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me and has anointed me. Arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is on you. He's not just with you, He's also in you. I've been crucified with Christ. No longer I live, but Christ lives in me. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you. The same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. For in Christ dwells all the fullness of God in a physical body, giving complete expression to His divine nature. But you are complete in Him, made full, and have come to fullness of life. You too are filled with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and have reached full spiritual stature. As He is, in Him dwells all the fullness of God in a physical body. In you dwells all the fullness of God in your physical body. You are the body of Christ. You're not just one cell in His body. You are His body. He's always with us. He's always in us, but we're also always in Him and one with Him. He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world. Before we were born, we were in Him. Now we are in Him. Throughout all eternity, we'll be in Him. He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with Him. The two shall become one. I speak concerning Christ and the church. Jesus restored us to our original design, fully accepted, righteous, holy, one with Him. Nothing can separate us. The whole earth is filled with His glory. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them and you in me, complete in one. So we see ourselves one with him, but we also see him as with us, and we have a relationship with him. We have a relationship with Father God. We have a relationship with Jesus. We have a relationship with Holy Spirit. Yet we are one with him. We are completely one in him, him in us. He is the firstborn of many. So there are times when you ask him, what do I do? And there are other times he asks you, what do you want to do? What are you going to do about this? We must be about our Father's business. He says, what are you going to do about it, son? What are you going to do about it, king? There are times we ask and we see us separate for relationships. And there are times we see us as one, completely in him. Full Son of God, the firstborn of many. It's why we behold with unveiled face the glory of the Lord. We behold him as in a mirror. We see him. And again, when we see him, we don't see a nice looking man. We see his attributes, who he is and what he is and what just comes off of him, that outrageous love for you, accepted, holy, righteous, one with him. And you see yourself completely made in the image and likeness of God. Inseparable, all authority in heaven and earth lives in you. You walk as a king, as a son, with dominion and authority, setting this world free from decay and destruction. Whew, bringing life. The glory of God that's on you. Whew. They can measure the field around anyone about 3 feet in distance. The electrical field, the magnetic field. But for a Christian, it's about 10 feet. Mm-hmm. But are you limited by your body to hold the presence of God? You are limited by the Holy Spirit who is everywhere. Mm-hmm. That's why you can go everywhere on earth in an instant and you be there. You pray for someone. You see them there and you lay your hands on them. So many times people think an angel came and visited me last night, but it was you. And the angels you've encountered have been friends or other people, the cloud of witnesses. There are no limits. The glory of God, the whole earth is filled with his glory. He is the light of the world. You are the light of the world. And you just shine and grow and just, you feel your spirit just full of light. Him. Behold, you behold with unveiled face the glory of the Lord, and you're transfigured just like the Mount of Transfiguration. You glow with the glory of God and the perfection of God. Just by the Spirit, you saturate this room. You saturate this country. You saturate the earth with the glory of God. The light of God. You are the light of the world. You just saturate this earth with the light of God. And darkness disappears. You saturate it with love, peace, and joy. You saturate the world. You saturate situations with the life and the love and the glory of God. You start with your imagination and you watch it come alive. There is no time or distance in the Spirit. You go back in the past and you fix things in the past. You just change it. Things that happen, you make it not happen. Things that should have happened, you make it happen. That becomes a real thing in the spirit. Someone just said, I think I'll give that a try to fix a bad situation. And when he's coming out of it, he saw this fire of coals, this bucket of coals, just outrageously hot coals. And he put his hand down in there and pulled out these fire of coals. Just like the angel took the coals from the fire and took it to Isaiah's lips and cleansed those people. And he saw that situation was cleansed and the effects of it were no more. Thank you. But we're also always with him in heavenly places. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Oh, gosh. Oh, you are one with him. You step right into heaven and see him face to face. Never again will you say, Our Father who art in heaven. He's not way off in heaven. He's not way off in heaven. Daddy is right in front of me. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. He said, Thy kingdom come, it has. As you preach, as you go preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heaven is here. What do you need? We're being raised up together and made to sit together in heavenly places. We are made. He raised us together. We are made to sit together in heavenly places. To sit in him. You don't sit beside him on the throne. You sit in him on the throne. You seek those things that are above, where Christ is. And you look at things, how they are in heaven. Say, God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The way it is in heaven, that's the way it should be on earth. And I create it. He needs a human on earth to speak it into existence. To bring his will on earth just like it is in heaven. As he is, so are we in this world. Not as he was, as he is, so are we. Our citizenship is in heaven. If you're a citizen of a country, you have free right to go there and have all the benefits of that country. Not we're going to be. We are citizens of heaven. Hebrews says, we have come to Mount Zion, the city of God, with an innumerable company of angels and those that have gone before us. He says, we have come. Not we're going to come. We have come. He says, come boldly to the throne of grace to receive help in a time of need. He said, we have free access to the throne of God. It's almost like he's begging you, please come boldly to the throne. Please come worship me face to face. Never again worship from down below. Never see me afar off. Every time you worship, pull back the curtain, step into the throne room and lead worship in heaven. See that almost every time I worship, I just bring the whole place into heaven. Watch the angels just interact with whoever it is, wherever we are, just worship. And all the angels interacting. No limits, no separation. From this place in the throne room, this is where we pray. When you're here in the throne room, you have no motives. No, I want no ill feelings for anyone. When you're in the throne room, you worship Daddy, God of all creation, the Ancient of Days. You worship Jesus, the Lamb of God. Your beloved, the lover of your soul. From this place in the throne room, this is where you commune, this is where you fellowship, this is where you walk in the garden. This is where he takes you places, this is where he shows you things. What do you want to show me today? In my Father's house are many mansions, many rooms, many places to dwell in the Spirit. Many places in the Spirit to go. Adventures with God continuously. Anytime, anywhere, you can just take that slight breath in, feel his presence again, and just walk right into the throne room. And you feel the glory of heaven. You're overwhelmed with the glory of heaven. From this place in the throne room, I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord, caught away into paradise. From this place in the throne room, we behold the glory of the Lord with unveiled face. Oh, just overwhelmed by his glory. This is where we dwell in the secret place. We dwell in his presence. We feast at the table that he has prepared for us. In the valley of the shadow of death, when things look horrible, it looks like you're going down, everything's going bad, everything's horrible, it looks like the valley of the shadow of death. Mm-hmm. Fighting the battles, he says, come feast with me. Come to heavenly places and feast. Feast on the table I've prepared for you. Everything you could ever need, spirit, soul, and body, every kind of provision, protection, wisdom, wealth, acceptance, everything you could need, and you feast at his table. In the presence of your enemies, you look back at your enemies, you look back at the battle, and say, you're already defeated. Why am I fighting you? You're already defeated. Go. And you feast and feast and feast. Everything you could ever need. In his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hands are pleasures forever. The greatest pleasure you'll ever know is in the throne room. The greatest satisfaction you'll ever know is in the throne room. You're standing in eternity. You're standing in all eternity. Fully satisfied in him. You want nothing. You need nothing because you have everything. You realize you are an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. He comes to you and says, all I have is yours. Spirit, soul, and body. You want nothing because you have everything. Everything you can ever imagine, everything you can ever need. He's given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. Saturated with the glory of heaven. You just breathe in. Just the slightest breath in becomes a trigger. You're just overwhelmed with his presence. Overwhelmed with his love for you, how amazing you are. You worship face to face. As he is, so are you, and you sit with him on the throne. With no motives, you get the mind of Christ on a situation. From this place, you decree a thing, and it'll be established. It just takes a second to get there. You will have whatever you say. You are made in the image and likeness of God. Every time when you're going to bed, every time when you wake up, go. Say, thank you, Daddy. Let's play all night. Let's go places all night. Greatest adventures with you all night. Just go. Let's go. You just start with your imagination. Start with you what you want and trust. Whew. Trust him and watch it come alive. Like, is it my imagination or is it real? I'm going to read Revelation 4. It's a real place. The Holy Spirit will show you what is real. Even if you think, I'm just imagining this because I'm just picturing stuff. Trust, little child. Trust like a little child. With a crazy, wild, over-exaggerated imagination. Trust him. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. After these things, I looked. I will grant him to sit with me on my throne. Thank you, Lord. After these things, I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. The door is standing, still standing open. It's always open in heaven for you. Just walk through the door, or just pull back the curtain like looking out the window. Just pull back the veil and you're in. We just forget we're in. All we have to do is remember, take a breath, and we're in. We just remember. And we can live always in his presence. The first voice which I heard, like a trumpet, saying, come up here, and I will show you things that must take place after this. The Holy Spirit guides you into all truth, teaches you all things, shows you things to come. Go. Come to the throne and behold. Please come to the throne of grace. Never again pray, Lord, come down. But just open the door, and he's there. We've done some crazy things. People say, I'm glad God showed up. It's impossible God not show up. It's impossible. Immediately I was in the Spirit. God. Immediately you're in the Spirit. The fullness of the Spirit. Best presence of God you've ever experienced. The fullness being wrapped in his glory immediately, anytime, anywhere. All the glory of heaven. Whew. Behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he who sat there was like jarred of stone. In appearance, And there was a rainbow around the throne, in appearance like an emerald.
Oh, the light of God that shines off in every direction. It's not a two-dimensional rainbow. It's the light of God.
In every direction, it's all the attributes of God just coming off light and different colors and attributes and love and peace and patience and glory and goodness and power and abundance. In every direction for you. For you. In the natural, we see seven colors. But there's also ultraviolet we can't see. There's also radiation we can't see. There's a spectrum. We see only like 5% of the colors that are actually there. And see the colors of heaven. The unlimited attributes of God. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones, 24 elders, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold in their head. From the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. Lightnings and thunderings and voices. You see, the God of all creation, the Ancient of Days, and millions of voices and commands and lightnings and powers, and all the prayers of all the people of the world coming up, and he's answering them all simultaneously and sending off angels and beings in every direction to answer prayers, to create things, to do things. There's lightning and thunderings and voices coming from the God Almighty. Whew. The power and the glory and the authority of God. And you worship him with your whole heart. Finally, you can worship free and unhindered. Dancing before the throne with all your might. Overwhelmed with his glory. Just fascinated by his beauty. He's just pulsating with love and glory and acceptance towards you. And if you ever feel unclean, go to the throne room and get clean. He will perfect you again. All darkness will flee, and you will feel nothing but holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And you feel that and experience that. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. You can just meditate on this verse for hours and learn and understand and see and experience. Before the throne, there was a sea of glass like crystal. You behold the Lamb of God, Jesus, the lover of your soul, and you dance before him with all your might, free and unhindered, beyond limitations of gravity and space. You dance before him, so in love with your lover. And he dances with you. And he dances with you on the sea of glass. He says, I'll never leave you, forsake you, I'll never let you go. You are my bride, my spotless bride. You are my beloved. You dance with him and he dances with you. The more you trust, the more you play, the more you imagine, the more he interacts back with you. Because he says, oh, they love me, they trust me. And he says, look at my Father. Look at my Father, the God of all creation, the Ancient of Days. Lightnings and thunderings and voices and myriads of angels around worshiping him. In the loudness of heaven with all the shouts and the glory. And the glory of heaven. And he says, silence, I see my child, my favorite child. And he reaches his hand to you. And he pulls you to himself. He said, look at this, look at my masterpiece. Throughout all eternity, he will hold you up and say, look at my masterpiece. Look at my beloved. Look at my masterpiece of this child. He loves you with an everlasting love. He's like, look what they've done. Look what they've done. And he looks at us like a child learning to walk and stumble and fall and stumble and cry. And he said, get up, try again. Get up, try again. You see us learning to run and we're running down a hill with all our might. And we fall and stumble and scrape our knees and cry. And he's like, look, they worship me again. They call out to me for help. Look at this one. Look at this child. So weak and so frail, yet they go after me with their whole heart. People judge them and say things about them and they worship me. And I wipe their tears away. Look at this masterpiece of mine. Look at my beloved child. His overwhelming love for you. His overwhelming love for you. You melt his heart with one glance of your eyes. One thank you, Lord. One praise you, Lord. One help me, Lord. You melt his heart. Forever he will hold you up as a trophy of his. Whew, you worship him with all your heart. Whew. And around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes around in front and back. See it, go into it. The first living creature was like a man. The second living creature like a calf. The third like an eagle in all flight. The first like a lion. Having the face of a man. Each having four wings. Four living creatures with six wings, full of eyes around and in front and within. They do not rest day or night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Just overwhelmed with his glory, holy, holy, holy. Everything beautiful, everything wonderful, everything right, everything amazing, everything good in every way. So full of peace and love and abundance and joy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. He says, as he is, so are you. He says, be holy as I am holy because you are holy as I am holy. You emanate the fragrance of God and his holiness. emanates from you everywhere you go is holiness, love, and abundance and joy to everyone around you. Everyone you encounter, overwhelmed with His love, His presence. You saturate every atmosphere because you've been standing in front of holy, holy, holy. He infuses you with Him. You realize, as He is, so am I. That's who I am on the earth, just infusing holiness and love and life everywhere I go. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who sits on the throne, the 24 elders fall down before Him and worship Him, and they cast their crowns before Him. Lord, everything I've done, You have done. It's all by Your grace and glory and power. Everything I have done, it has been You. I have nothing. You are everything. It's all by Your grace, by Your glory. Saying, You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. You created all things, and by Your will they exist and they are created. You are worthy, O Lord, for You are slain, and You redeemed us to God by Your blood out of every tongue and tribe and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign with Him on the earth. We reign with Him on the earth. We live in the authority of heaven, and we bring that authority on earth. We simply speak and decree the will of God over every situation. And behold, I looked and heard the voice of many angels around the throne and the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000s and thousands and thousands. Saying, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and glory and honor and blessing. And every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth. I heard them saying with a loud voice, blessing and glory and honor and power to Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. And the 24 elders fall down and worship Him, who lives forever and ever. And we get to worship face to face. Free and unhindered. Free access to His throne. Worthy is the Lamb to receive glory and power and blessing and honor. Riches and wealth and strength, just pulsating from Him is love and glory and power and honor and strength and blessing and peace and joy and abundance, wealth and power and blessing for you. That's what's coming off of Him for you to take to the world, to saturate the world with, to saturate everyone, to saturate you with. Be infused with Him and all of heaven, the perfection and the holiness of heaven. That's who you are. Oh, my beloved, He sees no spot in you. He has perfected you forever, once and for all, by the sacrifice of Himself. After He made the sacrifice for sins once and for all by the sacrifice of Himself, He sat down at the right hand of God, waiting till His enemies are put under His feet. He's waiting for us to realize who we are and rise up as kings and priests and take over and take down those enemies that are already defeated. We make known to principalities and powers the wisdom of God. That is, devils, you're a liar and you're defeated. Silence. He's waiting for his enemies to be put under his feet. He's waiting for his body to rise up and be who we're created to be. All creation is waiting for us to set them free. We don't just go after things with our mind, with a good idea, with yesterday's manna. We go to the throne room. In Hawaii, there is a... These guys did a 5-day Who You Are in Christ identity conference. It was awesome. But in Hawaii, all the islands have a birthing stone, where women come to give birth and the king of the island sacrifices that baby right there to the devil and regains power to be king over that island. Not governor, king. And they do that many times. Those people with identity say, yeah, we've got authority, we've got dominion. They say, let's go take those things down. And they went out of zeal and excitement and the logos of God to try to take those things down. A friend of mine that was there said all 6 of those guys were dead within 2 weeks. You can't go on a good idea against the big plans. You just take a second, take a breath in, be overwhelmed at the presence of God and his love and worship and behold face to face as he is. You sit with him and get the mind of Christ. Silence. What's your battle plan? And you trust what you see. You trust what you hear. You feel the anointing of God on it. Like those instructions just came from the throne of God. And you are sitting there as a king in the throne of heaven. He says, speak it, son. Speak it, king. And you decree a thing, and it is established in the earth. From there you get your battle plans. From here, there you decree things. It just takes a second. It's that slight breath in. You get back. You get quiet. You're seated. Yes, Lord. All authority in heaven and earth lives in me. You will have whatever you say from this place. Because of who you are, you don't leave this place. Be careful what you say. You are made in the image and likeness of God. Interpreting scripture, that you always look at the scriptures before that say the same things. Well, what do we know about God, the image and likeness of God from Genesis 1:26 back? He created the world. He created everything. He created everything good. So that's our number one attribute of being made in his image and likeness, is to create a good world. Whew. He fully trusts you. He fully trusts you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There it is again. One time I was getting instructions from the Lord. Different part of heaven. And as I turned to walk away, I was walking away. And I heard someone say, can I help with that? And I turned and looked, and a general had just stepped up to God. And he had legions of angels under his authority. I said, oh God, forgive me for ever worrying about anything. I've seen that a couple times this weekend. People being assigned angels. And I saw it again a second ago. And even just from Raven Falls, all the portal that's been opened, you are a portal, you know. Heaven is opened above you. You carry the Ark of the Covenant, that holy place in you, just like Obed-Edom. Everything around him was blessed. Every curse flees because you are nothing but light. You are life. No darkness, sickness, disease can come against you. It's the way we go against these big drug dealers and gang members. Light. Their defenses are gone. But I saw the angels. Thank you, Lord. You're free to go if you want to go, but if you want to dive in and just keep tripping, just go. Unlimited forever. So people are seeing some really cool things. Share some things you've seen. It's either what's going on now or what you saw or what's share. God, it's so beautiful. So beautiful.
Don't jump out at once.
It's almost like he's making new musical instruments. As though there would be never before been a guitar. Something as profound as that. Ideas and plans and purposes. The ministries that are opening that are so different, so changed, just to reach. The ease of ministry. Never a sweat. Simplicity of ministry. Just go melt people with love. Just go love. Be an imitator of God. Thank you. Thank you. Recently, someone stood up to share what he saw and says, I've been holding back. I've been so afraid. People think I'm crazy at what I see. I have these experiences. And I'm afraid to tell anybody. Those experiences are normal for you now. They're normal for you. They're normal. And you can tell anyone and it's okay. And you're drawing people into that realm as you share what you see. Taken 2 or 3 hours many times with a small group of people to explain the experiences they had. Going to heaven and making things right with relatives that have passed on. Receiving hugs from daddy for the first time. Assignment, seeing their children that they had aborted and all the guilt is gone. You are so unlimited. God supplies all your needs according to His riches in glory. Take every limit off and see His riches in glory. What could be done with that? You pray for someone, you see those bones go back together. You see those parts working perfectly. You don't have to understand it. Holy Spirit knows the details. Just perfection, infuse perfection into them. You need healing, go to the throne room and just stand before Him. Let Him perfect you. You see it, watch it. Your imagination is so powerful. When they split the atom, there are 10 parts, 6 are physical, 4 are non-physical. And those non-physical govern the 6 that are physical. And the 4 that are not physical are moved by our intention, our belief, our desire. Our faith move those things, whether it be love or hate, fear or confidence, it moves the natural. You've got to see what you're doing. So powerful. See, imagine, trust, teach me, Holy Spirit. Intercession, when you go pray for someone, it's just like right now, you can see going to your front door. You see what your front door looks like. You turn the key, you open it. You see, you can completely see what's right there. That's how you start. Now, is that real? No, it was my memory. No, it's real. Yes, it's your memory. What limits it? You thinking you're limited? Go pray for someone. Go bless someone. Go check on someone. Go check on something. You start doing that, you'll come back, you'll find things changed. You go move things around your house and come back and you'll see it's moved. You start operating those things, the more you trust as a little child and have a crazy imagination. Like a fun little child, the more you'll see those things change and change and change and change.